It's not often we get breaking news about nutrition, but we had something approximating that through this past week. It made major media and found its way into the science journals. Many New Zealanders practice a version of intermittent fasting. We've talked about versions of it many times and the benefits of it. Now it's being suggested it has bad effects on the heart. The sample size was representative of our kind of population mix, with a mean age of 48, and women and men were studied in equal numbers. Dr. Ali Hill is who we talked to about nutrition, and that often involves decoding the import of news like this. She is with the Department of Human Nutrition at Otago University. Morena, Ali.
Morena, Jim.
You haven't been the world's biggest fan of intermittent fasting. I think it would be fair to say that. You haven't been condemnatory, but nor have you sung its praises from memory, yeah?
I just think it's a case of you do you. You know, like, if it works for you, then do it. But there's so many other things going on in our lives that it's actually can be quite a difficult thing for a lot of people to do. But having said that, if it is something that works for you, then absolutely stick with it. But in terms of weight loss, it works in the sense of every other weight loss that there is, which is where you eat less calories than you're expending, really. So if you want to do that and it's working for you, then that's fine.
All right. Fair enough. Well, the 16-8 plan, which actually I more or less stick to, eating within an eight-hour window, has been talked up by lots of well-known people, Jennifer Aniston, Elon Musk. Although the weight loss for me only consisted of a couple of kgs. This is the plan in the gun now in a study from the American Heart Association, which has found that eating like this is linked to a 91% increase in risk of death from heart disease. Whoa. So what did you think, please, Ellie?
I thought it was a fantastic headline, to be honest. It's very attractive and you want to read it, but actually when you look into it, there's not a lot that we know from this. So this was presented at a conference, as you said, and actually because it was presented at a conference, unless you were there, we don't know all of the data and we don't know everything that goes with it. We've just got the abstract, which is sort of like just seeing the advert for a film on Netflix and then basing all of your reviews on how good it was based on that rather than actually watching the whole film. So I think it's interesting, but don't necessarily have enough to kind of give more info on it really at the moment.
Among participants with existing cardiovascular disease, an eating duration between 8 and 10 hours per day was also associated with a 66% higher risk of death from heart disease or stroke. And people with cancer who ate for more than 16 hours a day were less likely to die from it. You see, these are quite astonishing claims or suggestions, and I wouldn't have raised it with you at all, except I noticed they're being taken very seriously by people like a professor of medicine at Stanford who says, overall, this study suggests that time-restricted eating may have short-term benefits but long-term adverse effects. So it's being regarded with quite a lot of solemnity, isn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of why it might be happening, I have no idea, to be honest. But I think it's quite important to say that it depends on what you're eating rather than necessarily the time that you're eating. So if you're only eating for 8 hours a day, but you're eating donuts and sugary things and all those kind of things, it's quite different from if you're eating 16 hours a day, but you're eating more fruit and veg, for example. So it's not quite as simple, I think. I think it's really interesting and it potentially adds more to our knowledge base in it, but I don't know that, again, as I keep saying quite regularly, I don't know that it's necessarily the whole answer at the moment.
No. Well, the researchers found that time-restricted eating did not reduce the overall risk of death from any cause. And yet, when you Google, you know, benefits of time-restricted eating, you immediately find information like, you know, improved glucose metabolism and blood pressure, even without differences in calorie intake, especially when having a six-hour eating window with dinner before 3 p.m., all the finicky details of what people do to intermittently fast, but also improved gut health and anti-aging effects and anti-cancer benefits. The list goes on, and we've been accustomed probably to hearing aspects of that list, and now it's being turned on its head in a way that's almost kind of tantalizing, really.
Yeah, and I think it is very much tantalizing. So part of the thing there is that if you Google the benefits of something, you're going to come up with the benefits of it. If you Google what impact does it have, then you're going to potentially get a different answer. And that's kind of similar with the way that you look at the studies as well. So the study that we were talking about from the American Heart Association, what we can tell from the abstract is that they looked at about 20,000 adults. Now, in one way, that's great because you looked at so many different people. But in another, because of the fact that it's looking at so many people, you don't get to kind of drill down to the details that you do in some of these studies, which are smaller. So the ones that you're talking about, I think, where you're talking about glucose metabolism and blood pressure impact there, you'd have to be looking at quite a small number of people to be able to get those measurements because you can't measure 20,000 people's worth of blood pressure. It's just like you just can't do that. So it's kind of also depends on how you look at it. So the way that the study is designed, I think. So as is always the case, it's just something that we just need more information on, really.
Yeah, and I won't keep you all day, but the study was reviewed by other experts, I notice, prior to its release, according to the AHA. And its lead author says basically that they controlled for all the variables they could. Quote, but the positive association between 8-hour time-restricted eating and cardiovascular mortality remained. So this will probably put many off this kind of diet regime, which... Is it, I mean, that may be a desired outcome in the end, or is it just too soon to say?
It's too soon to say, I think. One of the things about these kind of studies are because they're so big, they were designed a lot and rely on memory, so what people recall that they ate. So if you asked me what I ate yesterday, I probably couldn't tell you. I'd miss things out, not deliberately, but I wouldn't necessarily know. And so the kind of quality of the information that you're getting might not be as good anyway. So potentially, depending on what the rest of the research paper says, it could definitely add some more information. But yeah, at the moment, we don't know.
Just finally, before we let you go, from everything you know about nutrition, would there be any reason why, I can understand, extreme dieting wouldn't be beneficial to your health. Would there be any reason why a kind of moderate intermittent fasting, such as people practice and quite popularly now, would there be any reason why that would necessarily be injurious to your health? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
I mean, there's a few things that it might cause, but I don't know that the research is necessarily there for me to give like a definitive answer in terms of what could happen. So to be honest, with the way that things are at the moment, it is just a case of kind of doing what works for you and what you feel like. And I think that's probably something that you can't necessarily measure in these studies as well. So if you feel better by doing the kind of fasting or time-restricted eating, then do. If you feel worse by it, then don't. It's kind of that's sort of where we are at the moment, I think, with it.
Okay, well, thanks for the common sense conclusion. All right, lovely. Well, thank you for your time on it. It's certainly arresting, as you agreed, and it's probably important to discuss for that reason alone, because it's a headline a lot of people will have seen.
Absolutely. And as I said, if you've only got the abstract, then you don't really know the whole story yet. So it'd be interesting to see the rest of the study, really, and whether that gets written up as well.
Yeah, we need the whole story. Dr. Ali Hill, thank you. And until next time, thanks for the expertise.
No problem.